The failing health of Ellen Harmon. It was during this period of uncertainty and bitter disappointment that Ellen's health, already impaired, worsened rapidly. Tuberculosis, it seemed, would take her life. She could speak only in a whisper or broken voice. Her heart was seriously affected. She found it difficult to breathe lying down, and at night was often bolstered to almost a sitting position. She was frequently awakened from sleep by coughing and bleeding in her lungs. While Ellen was in this condition, she responded to an invitation from a close friend, Mrs. Elizabeth Haynes, just a little older than she, to visit her in her home across the causeway in South Portland. It was now December, but even so, Ellen went to spend a few days with her. Elizabeth also was perplexed because of the seeming failure of the fulfillment of prophecy in October. Ellen had given up confidence in the validity of the October date. For her and her close associates, October 22 seemed now to have no real significance. They now looked for the events they had expected to take place on October 22 as yet in the future, a word to the little flock, 22.